The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from Redwood City, the Insight Meditation Center, and happy to begin the week with all of you and to present the meditations and teachings for this week. That at their base, what we'll be doing this week has to do with joy. And so as an introduction to this meditation, I'd like to read you a short passage from the suttas. By basing your thoughts, your mind, on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and your own virtue, you will surely attain gladness, joy, and happiness as well. Then, when you are suffused with gladness, with joy, you will make an end to suffering. When you are suffused with gladness, you will make an end to suffering. We find in these teachings of the Buddha that they are, I don't know if suffused is too strong of a word, but you find sprinkled throughout them an emphasis on joy and happiness, gladness, that is an important part of the path of practice, that the focus on suffering and the end of suffering is not supposed to be a stern or stoic kind of meeting with the challenges and difficulties of life. There is a way in which certainly it was an honest, direct contact and mindfulness of life as it is. That's essential for the Dharma. But it also goes along with the arising of these happy feelings, emotions, and states. And as a way of supporting a very realistic presence or attention to the challenges of this world that we live in. So how do these two live together? And how do they, is part of the topic for this week. So for the meditation today, perhaps the orientation for the practice is something that we call, that I call or translated as gladness, pamoja in Pali. And that is to have a little bit of focus in meditation and practice on the things about the Dharma, about the practice, about what you've discovered through meditation, that you consider, that you really appreciate and value, that you can bring a sense of joy or gladness, contentment, or perhaps the right word is inspiration. What inspires you in this Dharma practice? And in the quote is the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. So there might be people in your Sangha, the practitioners, teachers, teachings, yourself, your own practice, that is a source of inspiration. Or maybe you've changed your life somewhat, and you live a life of ethical conduct, virtuous conduct. Maybe not as 100% as you could, but it is an orientation you have. And the Buddha over and over again emphasizes the gladness, the joy, the bliss that comes from the degree to which we live ethically. So to take a meditation posture, and taking a posture that has both some possibility of ease for you, but with an ease that also comes with being present in a clear, alert way. If you're sitting in a chair and you're using a backrest, perhaps you can sit up a little bit more, so there's a little more sense of aliveness in some part of the spine, or so that your chest is a little more open or alive. And softly closing your eyes. And if this language works for you, you might take a few moments to gentle your body, a gentling, a calming. Maybe as you exhale, a softening of your body. A softening, a gentling that doesn't put you to sleep, but which comes along with appreciation of being alert, being attentive and aware, maybe with all the nerve endings you have that pick up the sensations of the body. And as you sit here, perhaps you can bring to mind or bring to heart what inspires you in the Dharma. What, when you think about it, has a deep feeling of rightness, even if there is big challenges and grief. Maybe we don't talk about joy or gladness in relationship to it, but there's a presence and a willingness to be present, to be with it, that has a feeling of rightness, given that this is happening. Of course, it's right to be present for it in its simplicity. Or if there is joy or gladness, to be present for its simplicity and to feel whatever sensations associated with it in the body, the mind, the heart. A lightness, a satisfaction. Perhaps a feeling of delightful relief when drinking cool, refreshing water, when you didn't quite realize you were thirsty, and it feels so delightful. So here, perhaps you didn't realize how good it is to sit quietly without responsibilities for the moment, without needing to do anything or fix anything, just to be here in the moment, in this body. then to become aware of the body breathing. The rhythm of breathing. And perhaps as you sit here, to breathe with your inspiration, your joy, your gladness. To breathe with the rightness of being with the experience of the moment in its simplicity of now. Whatever is happening now, perhaps it's satisfying to experience it in the simplicity of how it is in the lived now, the lived experience of the moment. Breathing with it, breathing through the delight or the joy or the rightness. Perhaps enjoying a gentle movement of the quieting of the mind, the quieting of the thinking mind. Maybe every exhale, allow the thinking mind to become quieter, softer. Allow the thinking mind to softly and gently think about the joy, the gladness, and good fortune of being able to sit here, engaged in a practice that people have been doing for thousands of years. A practice which is on a path of goodness and freedom. As we come to the end of this sitting, we live in a world where that's a cooperative. We live in a world where human beings and other beings share in making this whole life possible. And that one of the gifts that we can give to others is in fact our joy, is our delight, is our happiness. That these qualities are contagious. They provide a nice context and reference point for breathing and being in the world together with others in this cooperative of life. And finding how to have sincere and authentic joy and happiness becomes a gift not only to ourselves but to others. And may it be that through this practice and through this meditation today, that as we get ready to go out into the world or have contact with others for the next 24 hours, that maybe we can keep close by whatever joy or delight or happiness, inspiration we have in being alive with the Dharma. So that we become a carrier, a transmitter of some modicums, even just a little bit of joy and happiness for others. May it be that all beings experience joy and happiness. May all beings have the conditions that allow for their heart's natural capacity for joy to be there for them. May it be that all beings taste the flavor of happiness. May all beings have the satisfaction of joy and delight. May all beings become free of suffering, and so experience Dharma joy, Dharma happiness. May all beings be happy.